morning, Power Hour Nation. I trust that you had a good weekend. I hope that you did. It's great to be with you either way. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. I'm your honored host, Daniel Brigman, and you are in the right place, thepowerhour.com, thepowerhour.com, and thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com are our two websites. Check those out. And a fantastic broadcast today. Catherine, another guest. This is a new guest, but with everything that's going on, it's very appropriate. I was able to talk to her this morning a little bit, and I think you're really going to enjoy her. Her name is Terry Beatley. She has written a book called What If We Were Wrong? And it is about the abortion industry. It's about specifically her interview, her interaction with Bernard Nathanson, who's one of the, I don't want to say he's a founding father of the abortion industry, but he's certainly one of the leading advocates of it and was there to get it going, and how he totally turned around and became pro-life and why, and to get into Margaret Sanger and Terry's mission with her Hosea initiative that she does. I think it's going to be a very interesting interview, and I hope that you stick around for it. We're going to do news up until then. We got a lot of news. Please stick around if you're interested in this abortion issue at all. We have, I'm going to give you a teaser. I'm going to give you a sucky in here. There's a massive story, I think. Uncle Kevin, I think you probably do too. A massive story that about abortion and what some of the state institutions are doing and the example they're showing. The tide is turning. You know, Joel Skousen was on and he was saying that he doesn't think America's ready to turn on abortion. I totally disagree. I don't know what the Supreme Court's going to do or not do, but America, the people, we the people, they are ready to turn on this issue, and they're just, it's like a pregnant pause. Everybody's almost afraid to say anything about it. And it's just about the turn where you're going to see a tidal wave of people be like, this is wrong. It's going to turn. I just can feel it. I believe it. Do you agree with me, Kev, or do you
think
I'm up in the night?
No, I agree 100%.
Well, Uncle Kevin, welcome to the Power Hour.
It's great to be here, Dan.
Yeah, very good. We got news, and then we got Terry coming on. So let's get to the, and we're going to do a special thing. Kevin's dug up some testimony. Remember, he mentioned McFadden, the congressman McFadden from the 1930s. We're going to dig into some of his quotes. We got a story from William Federer. Love William Federer, American Minute. Some quotes about that, about the IRS, about the Federal Reserve System. Just some things go over. This is not brought out enough. Just it's so in your face when you see these things, you see these quotes. And it gets confused as time goes on. Well, let's go back and just see what they thought then and 200 years ago. So we'll take some time to do that. Getting to the news. Last fight for Hong Kong, quote unquote, over 1 million march in protests against China extradition bill. So China, mainland China, not Hong Kong, you know, it was, Hong Kong was owned or whatever the word you want to say, controlled by Britain, and they turned it over to China, but stayed independent. You know, it's been
and thrive.
It's been a Western city for long. Well, China wants their hooks back.
They want all that prosperity back.
They want to pull it back into the People's Republic of China.
Turn it red.
Yeah, turn it a bright red. Anyway, they want to take dissidents, and instead of trying them in Hong Kong, they want to try it, basically take them to China and try them in Beijing or wherever. Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out 1 million people hit the streets and said, we don't want this at all.
No.
This is interesting. This is China. You know, it's one thing for them to oppress the people in mainland China that they've done for thousands of years. And they do have I don't want to over exaggerate this, but they do have a culture. They do have an attitude it's not Western culture. It's Eastern culture.
Yeah, right.
So they do have that, but Hong Kong's not for this. This is going to be interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just like the British used to take the Americans back to Britain and try them.
That's
before
right.
Before the war.
That was one of the things that incensed Samuel Adams.
Oh, man, that really fired him up. Can't do that.
Trial by jury. Seventh Amendment, if you have Bill of Rights, if it's on your refrigerator, go look it up. That's one of the reasons that the... Yeah. Where is the greatest judiciary power in this country?
In the jury.
Not the Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen. That's not my words, that's Thomas Jefferson's words. The greatest judiciary power is in the people, because it doesn't matter what the Supreme Court says. It doesn't matter what your dog catcher says. It doesn't matter what the mayor says. It doesn't matter what quote unquote law, statute, or ordinance they come up with.
Does it?
You go in front of a trial by jury, the last and final word, when they hit that gavel and that jury says not guilty, you're not guilty.
Right.
Period.
And you can judge the law
as well as the
person. If he's guilty or not.
Again, not my opinion. Supreme Court justices from the very beginning. This is a very important American ideal and the law of the land. And it's your Bill of Rights.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you have it on your refrigerator. Getting back to the news. ISIS plotted to send terrorists through U.S.-Mexico border. This is from the New York Post. Who didn't know that?
Yeah. And they're already here. What do you mean?
Plotted. Failed attempt or something.
Yeah, no, they're already here. They got little sections all around the country.
I thought what's interesting about this is now New York Post, which is, it's not New York Times.
They're starting to come around.
Right. They're at least saying this out in the public.
Yeah, what's going on with there? Maybe they're going to flip.
Well, it's so odd. Not only that they're going to flip, it's so obvious.
Well, they've been spouting garbage for the last 6 years, You can't believe a word out of them. And now all of a sudden they tell the truth?
So what are you saying? They're lying now?
No, I'm just wondering what's going on.
Yes, certainly raises some questions when my microphone just... My gosh. Okay, my microphone just split. Came off the stand. Uncle Kevin's going to try to get that together there. Let's go to the next story. Britain agrees trade deal with South Korea to maintain links after Brexit. So after Britain is able to do Brexit, or whenever they're able to do, they talk like they're going to be able to do it anyway. They have an agreement with South Korea in place to continue trade agreements. So that's very good. It goes along with what America said. Donald Trump says, we'll put you first in line for a trade deal.
we give you a bonus.
We'll give you a bonus added. We'll ship it over free of charge. Prime Minister, this is a fantastic story. Poland, they've been working to put fences on their border. If nobody thinks fences work, well, there's certainly a lot of other countries that think it works.
Yeah, ask the Jews.
Yeah. Well, Hungary, both.
Yeah.
They think fences work.
They do.
Prime Minister of Poland, they signed a global appeal to stop what? Oh, let's see if you can get
immigration.
Well, they've talked about it. No, great guess. To stop 5G.
Oh, good. That's even better.
Well, yes. I mean, it's great that a country is actually a lot of people are against immigration, but to come out against 5G.
Yeah.
It was surely an unprecedented and groundbreaking action. The Prime Minister of Poland, I'm not even going to begin to try to pronounce this guy's name. His initials are MM. Just leave it at that. He's personally backed an international appeal to stop the controversial rollout of 5G electromagnetic microwave telecommunication transmission. Wow. There have been no safety tests carried out to ensure its safety. Kind of like vaccines. Yeah. No double bind.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's been safety tests. They just compare it to other vaccines.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the MMR is just as safe as the diphtheria vaccine, so it must be safe.
Must be.
That's basically, I'm exaggerating a little bit, but not really.
A 10% variance.
Failure rate, 12% in MMR.
Yeah.
The Prime Minister of Poland has taken a highly responsible step in signing the global appeal to ban 5G in Earth and in space. Remember?
Yeah. They got enough radiation up in space. They don't need any more.
Well, you remember Norbert's talking about Elon Musk wants to put the satellite basically.
I heard that's impossible because of the clouds and stuff like that. I don't know. I'm 50-50 on that yet.
Well,
I don't buy it.
Are you 50-50 that they're talking? They're certainly talking about it.
Oh, no, they're talking about it, but the getting down right to it if it'll work.
He has opened the way, speaking of the Prime Minister of Poland, he has opened the way for leaders in other countries to take the same step, thereby protecting their citizens from a potentially highly dangerous and untested technology. Wow.
Now I could think that would work was putting it on the back of every airplane flying around and getting 5G around the world. I think that would work because there's so many planes up there.
The amount of radiation and energy
would kill those people.
I mean, I would never fly on a plane again.
Nope.
Anyway, Mexican military begins arresting migrants riding, quote, the beast train to U.S. border.
Awesome.
Why is it taking so long to get? I am so frustrated with this.
Yeah, me too. I'm 100% frustrated.
Every time you wind your Trump watch, do you think about the immigration?
No, I just... smile and go, what a great buy. $39.95 for a Rolex. Gosh almighty.
Yeah.
keeps per, and it's lost 3 seconds in the 2.5 years.
In the 2.5 weeks?
No, years.
In the 2.5 days. California to become the first state to extend health benefits to some who live in the United States illegally.
Yeah, I heard them talking about that this morning.
I don't understand. The federal government's given benefits.
They are.
So what was it, now the states, is that what this article is about? I mean, this is from USA Today. See, this is what I mean, ladies and gentlemen. This is interesting. We just read the article in the New York Post about the migrant ISIS was plotting to come in through the border. They didn't say they did. They just said that it was a foiled plot or they whatever. Outlets like New York Post, this is from the USA Today, what we call mainstream media or what we have called, I don't think it is, corporate media. And you notice how they pose these articles. California, the first state, like, oh, it hasn't been done before. Mm-mm. Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Illegal immigrants have been getting, they get more per capita, way more benefits than Americans
That's
do.
That's right.
Way more.
40 million people outside the country are collecting a government
That's check. What I've heard. Where have you confirmed that? Because somebody emailed about that, and I totally forgot to email about that.
But I'll see if I can't dig it up.
Let's dig about some confirmation about that.
Okay.
I mean, it's not that I don't believe it, because I do believe it, and I've heard people say that. But let's try to get some confirmation
okay.
on that.
I'll see if I can't find where that comes from.
California was
poised. I know who it comes from, but I don't know where the...
Where the information was poised Monday to become the first state to provide health care coverage to young, low-income adults living in the country illegally. Look, I don't even want to read the rest of this article. That's annoying. But today's a good day. We just come on a weekend. Let's talk about this next story. Maybe I'll wait. I'm going to put this story with another story. I'm going to wait on this story. This is another fantastic story.
All right.
Parent's nightmare. Now... You've heard about the defects, CPS, whatever, and children.
Yeah, the criminal enterprise.
Why do you say it's criminal?
Because they come and kidnap your kids without a judge or a jury or anything.
Right. Well, they say, well, we do have a judge. A judge does give us. We do go to in front of the judge. That's their argument. I'm not advocating that. But how would you answer to that?
Yeah, but you don't pull. You don't have. The person's getting their kids stolen from. They're not talking to the judge and telling them. Somebody comes up to and says, we have this information. They need to come up, go out of the thing. No cross-examination, no nothing.
Okay. This story out of the Epic Times. Parents' nightmare. Social workers, quote, feelings contribute to child abuse allegations. So what this study is showing, it's one of the last things a parent wants to encounter, a social worker at the door with allegations of child abuse. Exactly going with what you said. And, ladies and gentlemen, again, if you want another reason, add this to the other 950 reasons that we've given you to put the Bill of Rights on your refrigerator and to talk about it with your children. The Fifth Amendment guarantees due process. Sixth Amendment also.
Yep.
Seventh, trial by jury. When they come to your door and they say, well, we heard this, or we feel like this, or we heard that you didn't vaccinate your children at school, we feel like you are... threatening your child.
Yeah, endangering your kid.
And then you talk to the parent. Then the parent talks to him, of course, try to clear his thing up. I mean, could be even more benign than this. So the parent starts to talk to the quote-unquote social worker. There's that word again, socialism.
Mm-hmm.
And then says, well, no, I just try to explain the thing. No, I feel like we need to weigh in the back. I'm just giving an example of how a conversation can go. And so, well, I feel like you're endangering your child. We're going to take your child just to be safe, and we'll deal with it in the court. I mean, this is not unusual. That's not an unusual scenario.
It is not unusual.
Okay, the Fifth Amendment due process. Now, this may sound harsh to you or may sound weird to your sensibilities, but please bear with me. Who owns your children? Who would you say owns your children, owns a parent, a child? Who owns
the parents?
Child? I would say the parents do.
But not in corporate law.
Right. I would say the parent, just natural law, if you're going to say, who owns this child? Obviously, this child is not responsible in the world and is not an adult. Certainly are not. But who is responsible?
Responsible.
But I'm going to morph this into the word own.
All right.
And see, again, you think this may sound a little weird talking about children, but just please go with me. Who owns your car? Who owns your couch that you paid for, whatever? You do. So if the government was going to come take your couch, what would they have to do?
Have a warrant.
Have a warrant. come take it. Have to then have a judgment? To adjudicate. Have to have a judgment. Mm-hmm. It'd have to go through due process. Correct.
Right, correct.
Okay. So who owns your children, and why don't they go through those same protections? Why aren't you protected the same way on your property?
Because it's a criminal enterprise.
Right.
Because
they fooled you. Well, it's for safety. And again, this is a perfect example of giving up safety for, or giving up your rights for quote unquote safety. Well, they're just in our best interest. Give me a break.
Give me a break.
Give me, I don't.
So many nightmares when they take, when CPS takes your kid. And I know one personally.
Yes, maybe we'll tell, I don't want to tell it now.
No.
I don't want to get too far into
right.
this. That is a good,
it's
not a good story, but it is an important story.
Important story.
But the, when they come to take your child, they think they have authority. What are they saying? They're saying that they own your children.
Yeah.
So whether that sounds weird to you to say you own, believe me, the government says they own your children.
Under corporate law, they do.
They think they own they think they do.
Yeah, that's what the birth certificate's for.
But you own your children.
Right.
And they can't take it from you without due process or take your child. So the Bill of Rights. Again, this is so important. Smedley Butler. There's only two things worth fighting for.
We love Smedley.
And in this case, it's both things. One is the defense of your home.
Right.
And the other is the Bill of Rights. The only two things worth fighting for, ladies and gentlemen, Smedley Butler, the defense of your homes and the Bill of Rights. And this is an egregious, egregious thing.
Just like kidnapping.
It's kidnapping. Exactly.
It's child abuse and kidnapping.
And why do we let it go on? Because we're ignorant, because we think it's,
I don't know,
we buy into the propaganda.
The schools have done a great job of making us slaves.
Well, you know what the schools do, you know, and you want to add another reason not to send your child to public school. You want to put the reason number 1032 in school, and I know this for a fact because I talked to my nieces and nephews in school. They tell them, they pound them with the idea that do you have a problem at home? You know you can call this number.
That's right. Yeah.
You know you can call this number and think that, wow, that makes sense. That's good. That's good.
If your mommy and daddy are mistreating you, call this number.
Yeah. And so, of course, when they don't, of course, the social justice and my feelings are important. My feelings are truth and my feelings are facts and thoughts. So I feel like my mother's being unfair. So I'm going to call defects on her. And defects comes at the door and knocks at the door and feelings rule out. And a nightmare beyond imagination.
Just
happened.
Yeah. And that's fact.
And then people say, well, there are kids who are getting abused.
Yeah,
yes, there are.
Absolutely.
Then go to court and adjudicate the situation.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That's the Bill of Rights. Are you endowed by your creator with rights, or are you a subject, a slave to your government? Which one?
Well, according to the school, we're a subject.
Well, I don't care what they say.
Me neither.
So I'm like John Lennon. Well, I don't care what you say. Dick Cavett?
Screw you.
Yeah, I don't care what you say. Anyway, these are important things, ladies and gentlemen. This is changing. This abortion issue, people are coming around to this, the conviction you need to have for this. And why are we going, and I hope you don't feel like we're preaching to you. We're just talking about this, and maybe some of it you can use in your discussions with other people. That's why I bring this up. So maybe you hear or a conversation happens. Your silence, we've been silent too long on these issues.
That's right.
Abortion, this issue, defect. When this comes up, it'd be like, no, this is wrong. Here's why it's wrong. And so I'm just, hopefully this is, maybe helps you. Maybe, you know, you guys have inspired me with a lot of your emails. So hopefully this inspires you. And that, because that conversation, maybe uncomfortable, is important right now.
Well, here's a little exercise for you. Take your Bill of Rights off the refrigerator. Read it, understand it, and look at the world through the Bill of Rights, and you'll see a different world. You'll see an absolutely different world.
Yes, and you will appreciate what our founding fathers did.
Exactly. You'll go, that's not right. He can't do that.
That's not right over there.
It's stunning. Yeah.
It's stunning what our founding fathers did.
Mm-hmm.
It is stunning,
and
ladies
it's stunning
and gentlemen.
How they've twisted around and took all those rights away from us.
Well, no, they don't. They can't take
they
rights.
Can't,
they
look,
can violate rights.
Violate.
They can't take them.
Yeah.
They violate it, not they. It, government.
Yep.
They cannot take them because
correct.
God gave them to
right.
us. We can.
I misspoke.
Yes. They can violate them. or we can be ignorant. That helps. Anyway, along with this story, I spent way too much time on this. We got a lot of news. Breaking: murdered Arkansas former GOP state senator believes she was closing in on child trafficking ring in Arkansas state government. Also, a state representative from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Over the last few days, yeah, both of them have been murdered.
Murdered.
And they both were on the heels, hot on the heels, it seems like, apparently, of human trafficking, yeah, and the judges in their states, the courts in their states, and using this defects as part of it. And this reminds me of Nancy Schaefer. You remember Nancy Schaefer from Georgia? So proud of Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Schaefer, state senator, was all on this and was talking about the
she was
how defects was all part of this, and yeah, how the bounties on children in the schools and $250,000 if you can get a blonde, blue-eyed kid, and
yeah,
blah, 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 blah. It's dangerous out there, ladies and gentlemen. Think about what you say to government.
Yeah.
Anybody who wears the badge of government, be careful what you say to them. The less, the better. It's better to say nothing, almost always.
Yep.
Just ask Jerome Corsi, or just ask
Flynn.
What's his name?
Flynn. Come on in for an interview, Flynn. It's,
yeah, we're just going to talk. It's
we're
friendly.
Just going to talk. It's friendly talk.
I'm going to save this big case till after the break. Google discrimination case first brought by James Damore can proceed. So, he claimed that Google was biased towards conservatives and weeding out conservatives there at work there and on the internet. And the judge in Sarah Clara County Superior Court, Judge Brian Walsh, says the case can proceed. Google wanted to have it kicked out, thrown out,
right,
dismissed.
Dismissed.
It's going forward. Very
awesome.
Good.
Yeah.
California raids Christian school, seeks to change its beliefs or shut it down. So there was a rumor. Now, what really happened, who knows, but the state, it, got a report from an anonymous source, I'm making air quotes while I'm doing this, ladies and gentlemen, saying that, well, this school is hoarding guns and drugs in the basement, and it's an outpost for criminal activity. So the state takes that information and SWAT teams the whole school.
Yeah, exactly.
They look all around.
Find nothing.
And then the school, of course, throws a hissy about it, as they should. And then the state now says that, well, you're a unlicensed care facility. And so now they're harassing them and threatening them with all kind of things. I'll finish that on the other side. We will finish that. Ladies and gentlemen, good to be with you. Welcome to the Power Hour, thepowerhour.com. Stay tuned. More news, information. You're in the right place. It's all about the truth. Where else would you rather be? I don't know. The beach?
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the four most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as bio-superfood. I've taken bio-superfood every day for several years now and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
With dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Numana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
Welcome back to the Power Hour. I've been waiting to say this on air because I almost didn't believe it's true, but now I'm convinced of it. The about a month ago, maybe a little more than a month ago, I started taking heart drops the correct way. Before, I was just putting them in water and drinking them, and I felt like I was getting some benefit. I thought felt like it's helpful. It certainly wakes you up in the morning. I mean, that it's strong. It wakes you up, but I felt like I was getting benefit. But then, you know, talking to Wayne, it has to be under the tongue. You want to get the real benefit. You want to get down to brass tacks. You have to put the heart drops under your tongue. Please understand that, ladies and gentlemen.
And keep them for how long?
It was like 30 seconds a minute.
Okay.
And then swallow them. But that gets it right into your blood. So anyway, what I'm telling you is, as soon as I started doing that on a really committed to that, I don't have creases in my ear. I don't know what's going on. I don't have some angiogram or anything.
Late in the afternoon, your speech is slurred a little bit.
Well, okay, whatever. But I did start to feel like my chest was, something was going, I don't even know how to describe it. I felt like my chest was opening or clearing or burning, not burning, but kind of burning. And then I'd start to breathe deeper and I felt, wow, something's going on. And I started to feel more energy. I think that it helps everything else I take, all the other vitamins. I just felt better, felt more alive. No question. Well, here's what something else I noticed. Now, I wouldn't say I'm fat, but I was having some extra pounds. I could have lose some weight. I haven't done anything different in the last, month, 6 weeks I started taking this.
You have stopped eating two pizzas at one sitting.
Yeah.
I've noticed that. Must be the heart drops.
Yes, the heart drops that curb my appetite. People are going to think you're serious when you say that. I do not eat two pizzas one sitting. That's another story. Now, one time I did come off a fast one time. That fast really set, and I did eat a whole pizza one time by myself. Anyway, I'm going to turn your mic off over there. Just sit over there for a minute. Let me tell my story.
Okay.
No question, and my wife has even noticed, I am not doing anything there, and weight is coming off me. No question. You know, and this makes sense with blood flow, the fat more metabolizing, the cholesterol, you know, getting the cholesterol to metabolize more and come through your blood, getting the fat to come through, blood flow to come to the, where the fat is in your body, all these things. There's no question that that's happening. I've heard so many people, it's just an amazing product. Why am I telling you all this? One, please put the heart drops under your tongue. Under your tongue, leave them there, because it goes straight into your blood there. It doesn't have to bypass. Two, we have free shipping on Strauss Heart Drops. We're overstocking on them, so we always have them. This is one of those products we're having a relationship, making a deal with Strauss. We're going to have a big presence in the not only on the Power Hour, but the whole country with Strauss Heart Drops. And we'll make that announcement when we're ready with Wayne. But this is a big deal. So we have Strauss Heart Drops. They're there. You call us, we have them. I mean, unless you guys just annihilate us in supply, we will have heart drops. You no longer have to wait. And our REM sleep too is another product that's fantastic. So that's over on sale over at the Power Mall. The Happy Bodies Detox Cocktail, Sherry Rogers, that's on sale. The phosphatidylcholine, very important to get your mitochondria going, electricity going. The Good Health Naturally products, the alpha lipoic acid R, the good version, the vitamin E, the full spectrum vitamin E. The good source of vitamin D. All these things are extremely important on sale over at the Power Mall. Please give them a call. We thank you for your purchases, your donations, and whatnot. ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. Getting back to the news and to this story before Uncle Kevin makes fun of my eating habits anymore. This is in the California raids, California state. California, like it's a person, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Government's an it. It is. California, comma, it raids Christian school, seeks to change its beliefs or shut it down. The quote from, this is a pretty long article, but the quote from, where is it? Oh, here it is. Here's the charge. So they went in there looking for guns and drugs and whatever, found nothing. And
now this is a Christian school you're talking about?
This is a Christian school. Okay. Instead of apologizing for its dangerous blunder, the state doubled down and began imposing daily fines against the school for allegedly operating a, quote, unlicensed community care facility. So they're going to shut them down one way or another.
That's government for you.
The school has actually operated as a private school for the past 25 years. So 25 years they've been operating there, filing an annual affidavit with the California Department of Education, as do other private schools and homeschools in the state. The state is now taking the position that due to recent legislation, it is no longer possible for private boarding school to operate without extensive licensing and oversight. So now this is all new. Now they need, you see it like, you know, it's like grandfathering in. You know, they give you permission to do something, then they take it away
from you.
See, these are all privileges.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's a very important story. I think, do you think it's an accident this has happened? Do you think they even had a real, anonymous tip? Maybe it's a test case. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that's going on in California.
Just wanted to spread out their tentacles.
Now to the biggest story. This story just, I couldn't even tell you. My wife and I were just giddy about this story. You know about the abortions, about abortion. Our guest has written a book, What If We Were Wrong? Terry Beatley will be here in about 30 minutes. I think you're going to really, really like her. But this abortion question is massive in America right now. You have states like Alabama, Georgia, Mississippi, Missouri. I mean, several states are pushing with very hard line stances on abortion, very limiting, extremely limiting stances, Alabama being the most limiting so far. Well, the University of Alabama, of course, is a quote-unquote state-run university. There was a donor, his name is Hugh Culverhouse. He was a son of the former owner of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Well, he's a major donor. He committed $26 million to the law school. They named the law school after Mr. Culverhouse. And there in Alabama, he's already put in 21 and a half and still about 4.5 left to go. What happened? Why is this big? Hugh Culverhouse called for students, new students, law students to boycott the University of Alabama over the abortion issue because the state of Alabama just enacted, passed, signed, sealed, delivered a very restrictive abortion law. He called for the open boycott of the University of Alabama. How did the University of Alabama respond? University of Alabama returns $21.5 million gift, donor urged boycott over abortion law. Not only that, they said, do not pass go. Do not click your $200. We're taking your name off our law center.
That's right.
Bam.
I'm so proud of my old alma mater.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide.
Steamroll them.
This is huge.
Awesome.
Ladies and gentlemen, how many stories have you seen where universities have supported, you know, socialistic type agendas or what have you, or turning on Thomas Jefferson?
All the teachers giving the kids, hey, you can go out and protest the Founding Fathers today.
You can go protest Founding Fathers. We'll give you an A for the day.
Yeah, exactly. We'll give you extra credit.
A donor, $26 million. The University of Alabama says, take your money.
And stick it.
And stick it where the sun don't shine. Get off our campus.
Yeah.
You will not sit here and dictate to us about abortion. We are not about abortion in Alabama. That
exactly.
is the message. Clear, clear, clear.
Awesome.
This is fantastic.
And I predict other colleges are going to do the same.
In the South, they will.
Yeah.
Now, in New York, it's going to be just the opposite.
They'll give you extra credit to have an abortion.
I'm going to say it again. I was talking to Todd during the break, and Todd made the comment about what my wife said. I thought was brilliant. My wife made a brilliant observation. If these are not humans or not people, then why are you harvesting organs from them?
Yeah, true. Absolutely.
Why?
Yeah, why? It's for their Ferrari.
Oh, boy, that makes me.
And every time a picture of that lady saying that on in that hidden camera. Well, I want a Ferrari. Sickening.
Mm. Another story with this. This is fantastic. One of my first jobs ever I had was at Wendy's. Do you remember when I worked at Wendy's? I don't know if you remember that or not. I was like 16.
Sort of.
Well, anyway, I'm so proud of Wendy's. When I worked there, Dave Thomas was still alive. Dave had a lot of influence on what was going on. Dave was I got the feeling like he was a decent person. He wasn't just a corporate whore. Maybe at some level he was, but I mean, he had some good sense to him. Anyway.
Didn't he name his company after his kid, Wendy?
I don't know that, to be honest with you. See, now you're asking questions I don't know.
All right.
I don't know. Let's get back to the story. Wendy's backs adoption as major corporations support abortion. So you have all these many major corporations. You have the entertainment industry. You have Miley Cyrus. Taking memes, taking social media shots with a big cake, and on the cake it says abortion is healthcare. How that's healthcare, I have no freaking idea. Abortion is not healthcare.
Nope.
You have other corporations spending money, Planned Parenthood donating the cookies that you buy from the Girl Scouts. Money goes, I mean, all around. What does Wendy say? We're going to back adoption. While major corporations are throwing support behind Planned Parenthood and other pro-abortion groups, the Wendy's franchise is holding steadfast on its promotion of adoption alternatives. And now they've even put it on their cups, like their drink cups. They've doubled down on it, went the other way.
And I predict that their sales are going to go up.
Did you know, you remember those commercials, Where's the Beef? You remember Clara Pell?
Mm-hmm.
Where's the Beef?
That was one of the best commercials of all time.
It may have been the most profitable commercial of all time.
Yeah, probably.
At least modern, modern television, modern corporations. Mm-hmm. It may have been the most, their sales from that commercial, that one commercial, went up 11%.
I predict it'll be the same with this.
Well, if we get the word out, I love Wendy's. I don't eat fast food.
No, me
you
either.
Know what? If I ever get in a tight spot and I'm driving or whatever and I want, you know what? I'm going to stop at Wendy's.
Yeah, me too. Me too. Absolutely. Just because of that.
God bless Wendy's. This is fantastic. University of Alabama, Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get back to some other news. I skipped this story so we could. Okay. Now, the big story, another huge story this weekend, is all the censorship on YouTube and what have you. It's getting seriously.
Antitrust lawsuits are coming.
You say. Well, I'm not holding my breath.
I wouldn't hold my breath. No, they're coming.
Let's hope they're coming. What does your watch say? If you shake your watch like a magic eight ball, does an answer come up?
It's got 17 hands. So, and two calendars, and it says the lawsuits will be here in 32 days. I just figured it out. Man, for $39.95, now this is a watch.
Yeah, all right. Never mind. I'm not even going to go there with that watch. Tim Pool, this is a story out of Information Liberation. Quote, left-wing media activist email leak shows how they deplatform political rivals. So Slate journalist is a strong word, more like political activist. Not a journalist.
Nope.
April Glaser appearing to threaten Chase Bank. So they'll write letters to Chase Bank and say, basically, well, if you don't support deplatforming, if you don't take Proud Boys their money, so you stop letting them collect money, we might say that you're supporting hate groups that the Southern Property Law Center warns us about.
Deemed
a hate group.
A hate group.
So that's how this goes. You see how they all work together and they get money from each other and SPLC, mm-hmm. Southern Property
Put pressure on
Southern Poverty Law Center
to drop businesses and read Confessions of an Economic Hitman.
Well, yeah, that's a very good example. That's on a national level, international level. This is here in America, in a journalistic level. Very similar.
Yeah.
This is how they do it. Ladies and gentlemen, were you wondering, did your instinct tell you that that's what they're doing? Yes. You
were
right. All the above. Check. That's why it's so important. You know, Joyce, buy from the good guys. You know, slings like that. Wendy's, support Wendy's. University of Alabama, when they do things, Roll Tide.
Exactly.
That's what I say. And go Wendy's.
Yep. The only thing I'm missing about my Alabama outfit is my socks. I don't have any Alabama socks. I am getting them immediately.
Mark Meadows, FBI knew, quote, within 60 days that Russia probe was built on a foundation of sand, yet they still move forward, out of the Daily Caller. Again, didn't you believe that, ladies and gentlemen? Didn't that cross your mind? I think most of us, that probably crossed our mind at this point. Some people maybe not, but I mean, at this point, I think most people can kind of see that
there's no there.
Nancy Pelosi hangs her head in shame after top crime committed in U.S. reveal Trump was right. And we're talking about immigration crime, mostly all involving illegal male Hispanic immigrants. The commission found that immigration crimes accounted for 34.4% of all sentencing cases last year. 34% in federal courts.
And
over a third.
Yeah, our taxpayers are paying for it.
Paying to deal with this.
Yep.
This is such a energy
plus all
suck.
All the chaos it has on poor families.
And here's another story about, did you kind of think this? Was this in the back of your mind? Did your instincts kind of tell you this?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and yes.
All of you.
From The Last Refuge, this quote, secret research project, an IRS list, an NSA database, and resulting files on Americans. So the IRS would take all the financial records and use that for and target the conservative organizations. The NSA would then back it up. Because then they'd start investigation, and then they'd back it up with the files, with the FISA reports, with all that. Then they'd do that, and then a file was created. That's how it did.
Mm-hmm.
They all work seamlessly together. All these unconstitutional organizations.
Yep.
Or extra constitutional organizations.
Yep.
Outside constitutional. Great article about that. So there you go. There you go. And the FISA court judge, Rosemary Collier, gave us a clue about what was going on. This is important. It's being overlooked. In April of 2017, the judge wrote a highly critical FISA court opinion following discoveries by Director Admiral Rogers of government contractors assessing the NSA database and extracting illegal search results from the electronic records of every American. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, This is not some small operation.
Massive.
This is a massive undertaking on spying. Again, go to the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
The Fourth Amendment. You're secure in your person's papers and effects from unreasonable
searches
and seizures. This is unreasonable.
Yeah.
You don't need to know it. The government doesn't need to know anything. We need to know about the government. The government doesn't need to know about us.
Correct.
Again,
that's how it's supposed to
this
work.
Is why we bring the Bill of Rights up, because the Bill of Rights solves all these things. Because your children have not been taught it, and you probably haven't been taught it, because you don't know anything about it, and your children don't know anything about it, then the government, it is able to get over on you, manipulate mm-hmm. you, and thinking that, quote, this is right, and this is law,
normal.
And this is normal, and this is good for you, and this yeah. is good for your safety. It is not it any is of those things. The Bill of Rights is the greatest political document, extension of the greatest political document we have seen in millennium. At least three millennium.
Correct.
Millennium, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to give it away for these chicken neck control freak retards that want to go pilfer through all our records and stick a probe up our keister and see what the is up there?
Yeah. Nope.
Our founding fathers did not do what they did for this to happen. And God Almighty did not endow us and create us to be subjects to this system. This beast system. We are something different, ladies and gentlemen. Always remember that. No matter what happens, they cannot take that away from you. You are something different. Bitcoin bull John McAfee warns U.S. government, I will bury you. John McAfee got pretty...
I didn't hear that.
Yes, the IRS is starting to come after him.
Oh, yeah. He's
why?
He lives on a yacht. Yeah, a yacht or island or somewhere.
Off Cuba. He yep. says, here's in his... John McAfee confessed in a stunning tweet storm that he hasn't filed a tax return in 8 years. Why? Here's his reasons. One,
he doesn't have to.
One, taxation is illegal.
Right.
Two, I pay tens of millions already and receive nothing in services. Three, I'm done making money. Four, I live off cash from McAfee Inc. Five, my net income is negative. And number one, again, taxation is illegal. So yeah. John McAfee wants to let you know that.
Well, maybe he'll take it to the Supreme Court.
No, I don't think he's got a different plan here. I'm going to tell you about it.
Oh.
McAfee to feds, leave me alone. He has 31 terabytes of information. If he dies, 31 terabytes of information are going to go out to reporters. He obviously, you know, has got a lot of information on the government, what they're doing, and he's not afraid of using it.
He should just bring it out now.
Bullion the Bully. Odd title. Anyway, this is out of RT. Beijing, China, answers Trump's tariffs with massive gold buying spree. China's buying gold, ladies and gentlemen. Gold and silver, great purchase. You know, since Joseph Meyer said that, gold's up like $40. It's down a little bit today, but there you go.
Everybody should own some gold and silver.
Roly-polies. Remember roly-polies when you were a little kid and they roll up in a little ball?
Mm-hmm.
Remember
yeah.
them?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that roly-polies remove heavy metals from the soil and stabilize growing conditions, protecting groundwater?
No.
Roly-polies. So if you see roly-polies in your ground, in your dirt, don't get rid of them. Roly-polies are fantastic.
No, I did not know that.
No, I didn't either.
Hmm.
I thought that was great. USC researchers discover how to regenerate your entire immune system in 72 hours. Any guess how?
Let's see. Fast.
Should I play the Jeopardy? Should I play the Jeopardy music?
I got it in under time.
Okay. We're going to ask Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
You're correct. Fasting.
Oh,
bingo. Ding, 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 ding. 72 hours fasting, and it seems like studies are showing that basically your immune system regenerates.
Very good.
So there you go. I know one of the things that helped Joyce tremendously, she went on a major fast, and she was on death's door, and out of that fast, she like popped up. I couldn't believe it. I mean, it was just crazy. For those who like their coffee black, I don't drink coffee. You drink coffee. Do you drink coffee black?
No, I do not like it black.
Okay. Psychopaths are more likely to drink their coffee black. So I'm very pleased to know that.
I dodged that bullet.
I'm very pleased to know that you don't drink your coffee black. I was starting to quit.
You're going to build me another room.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if we can do a show anymore in the same room. So there you go. Tyson Foods recalls more than 190,000 pounds of chicken fritters. Tyson is always recalling something.
Oh, man. Does it have cocaine in it?
Oh, boy, that's a story from Clinton Chronicles.
Oh, yeah. I'm not asserting anything.
I'm not claiming anything.
Anything.
Just asking the question.
Yeah, there's a little rumor around.
Yeah, that Tyson, the planes were toting cocaine in the old Mena, Arkansas days.
He did not make his money through chicken.
Well, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Five.
I said it was a rumor.
Five ways your lack of sleep is destroying your health, and seven ways to fix it. Wow, this is interesting. So it goes into some of the things that could be if you don't get proper sleep. One, chronic fatigue. Two, feeling groggy or cranky. Three, getting sick on a regular basis. Four, trouble concentrating or completing tasks. Five, weight gain. Okay, so those are the five
sounds logical to
negative
me.
Things. Okay, here's some things you can do how to sleep longer and more effectively. Now, I've kind of partially done this. I should do
take
it all
take your REM sleep.
That's all I'm going to get to at the bottom. But he even mentions, he doesn't mention REM sleep in this article, but we'll get to it. One, black out your bedroom. No light whatsoever. So you, so once that light comes in, you, your pituitary gland starts to wake up.
And don't turn on the TV.
That's number two. Avoid electronic or other artificial light within 60, 90 minutes of bedtime. So an hour before bedtime, no computers, no TV, no anything.
Shut your phone off.
Wind down before bed. So basically, take that hour to wind down. A busy brain makes for a bad bedfellow.
That sounds logical.
Calming the brain down before bed is crucial if you want to enter a deep sleep. Maybe meditating, candlelight.
I'll tell you which one that's not on there. Brain Tap. That thing's wonderful.
Oh, from Dr. Porter. Yeah,
oh,
that
my
good.
Gosh.
Check that out, braintap.com.
Wow.
Or was it trybraintap.com?
Yeah, try BrainTap. I tried it. I'm signed up. Man, that stuff just calms you right down. It's amazing. Amazing.
Again, let's get to the other list here. Maintain a routine. As it pertains to sleep, your body loves routine. While we're all different chronotypes, I never even heard of that word, but chronotype, I guess time types. It's the routine that's important. While getting out of sync may happen now and again, be aware that even one night can throw your rhythm off for days. Try to avoid disturbing this routine by more than 1 hour in any direction. Number five, cool down your bedroom. Your body temperature tends to dip when you sleep. Lowering the temperature in your bedroom can mimic this temperature shift, making it more comfortable to sleep.
Hmm.
I think most people like a cool room to sleep in.
Nobody likes to be sweating while they're sleeping.
In this this is the article. While I'm not a proponent of being dependent on supplements, there are a couple of supplements that may help you sleep. Magnesium and melatonin. REM sleep.
REM sleep.
REM sleep.
Love that product.
So many great points or testimonies we've had about this. People who constantly complain are harmful to your health. People who complain all the time can harm your health.
I believe it.
Negative effects of complaining. American Minute. We're going to get to this and McFadden later on. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. We had a lot of news. Terry Beatley on the other side. I think you're going to want to hear it. Stay tuned.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Dr. Joe Schneller.
The efficacy that we're looking for, that we're going to prove, is that Carnivora wakes up this immune system and makes it dominate.
I highly recommend that you get started right away using Carnivora because it really will help you. Just follow the directions as the company gives them to you. And I just want everybody to know that there's been no one paid to do this. I'm doing this on my own because I care about everybody and want to see healthy people.
My husband has recovered tremendously after the physician suggested that he start taking Carnivora. When he was doing so well, I decided to start taking it as well, and we're both so pleased to be able to feel healthy again.
Hello, folks. Richard Ostro of Carnivora Research International here. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. That's carnivora.com or 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Call us.